Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thank you for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Friday. You have made it. I want to encourage you as strongly as possible to make sure that you do not miss O Night Divine this Sunday at 3 p.m. or this Sunday at 6 p.m. Our house fills up pretty quick for this time of worship, and maybe you've never been a part of an O Night Divine. If you take the best of a Christmas concert and marry it together with the best of a Christmas worship, you'd have O Night Divine. But it is literally built on why we worship the newborn King, which kind of leads me to today's topic. When we stand and talk about our King is here. You know, in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 16, the scriptures say, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." You know, over these next few weeks, today being the 1st of December, we probably ought to focus a lot of our life and our focus on Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. And maybe we should look at it in four parts so that we might sing with gratitude in our hearts to our Savior, the Lord Jesus, as King. This week, maybe you want to do over this weekend and in preparation for Monday, maybe we want to focus on memorizing the first part of verse 6. I mean, you might want to grab these thoughts and hang on to them. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders." Now, that's the first part of chapter 9, verse 6. But one of the things that is pretty significant about this text is all the things that is part of that description. Now, think about this. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah comes along and he has this overwhelmingly big message that he's trying to share to a world who is awaiting their Messiah. And he is saying years and years before the time that God the Father sent God the Son here. And we think about that and we think, wow, God gave us this glorious, this powerful hero who does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. This is the message of Christmas. This is the message that comes in this first day of December, that our King has come. Our King is here. You see, God's plan to redeem his people was that his plan was built into a person, a messianic ruler, unlike anything the world had ever seen. Both human, a child would be born, and divine, a son will be given. The government will be upon his shoulders, meaning he rules as a king. Four titles kind of make the big picture of Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, underscore the entire character of this God-man who came to be king, and they are built upon one another. It says in the text that we are to call him wonderful. You know, when I dug deeper into that word study, here's what it came out with. He is a wonder of a counselor. I told the staff today in our staff meeting, if you can imagine a Christmas tree and on the top a star kind of adorned the top of that tree, then the tree would represent kind of metaphorically all of the wisdom in the world. And at the top of the tree would be the wonder of a counselor. You know, and the word wonderful literally means marvelous or extraordinary. Here's my favorite definition: beyond the normal capacity to perform. In other words, the counsel of this God-man, Jesus, transcends all of our human wisdom. He doesn't need and he doesn't want our counsel. He wants our heart. He wants us to freely, lovingly trust our Father in a relationship with his Son so that we might be in right relationship with the Father. I know that sounds confusing. Maybe that'll help us put a dot at the end of the sentence here. Maybe we can put a period or maybe even a semicolon. In Romans chapter 11, verse 34, it reminds us that God's judgments and ways are very, very deep. They're unsearchably deep. "For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been called his counselor?" I mean, Paul asks, and the question kind of hangs in the air, even here in 2017, as we're rapidly approaching Christmas, because he is the supernatural counselor in a class by himself. He owns all the wisdom. He owns all the counsel. And in any situation, and in every situation, and in every situation that is challenging, Jesus, the wonderful counselor, knows exactly what needs to be done. His plan of action is completely, wonderfully, and always right. Here's a word that strikes me. It is infallibly right. So if you're looking for guidance in this Christmas season, let me introduce you to a wonder of a counselor. My friend, bring to him whatever you wish and crawl up in his chair and thank him for his goodness. And then leave the challenges with him and let him grab you in his arms, look you in the eye, and hear your Savior say, "My child, I love you." Thanks so much for joining me on this weekday podcast. And again, I sure hope to see you this Sunday at 3 p.m. or 6 p.m. for O Night Divine. And ladies, that Thursday on the 7th is simply Christmas. I think we've got maybe a table left. So go ahead and make sure you register for that. You can do that on the Sugar Hill Church app or even on our website, sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye-bye.